Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon and welcome to Managing Safety. This is Cheryl Hardy, and Managing Safety is a production of the FAA Production Studios from the Lake Linda Regional Airport. But today we are off-site. We are at Executive Airport in Orlando at Showalter Flying Services. And it is a special day out here today. It's Bahamas Day. And with me is Flight Specialist for the Bahamas, Mr. Greg Roll. Greg, welcome today.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, the FAA, for being a part of this program. Cheryl, let me just say something about what we're doing here at Showalter.
Super.
The Bahamas embarked on an aggressive program, basically, to get the FBOs on the Florida coast involved in what we do. Part of our safety information in the Bahamas was to get the information in the hands of the pilot, private pilot, so they could have the readily available information, so they could fly the aircraft to and from the islands of the Bahamas. We put together a program called the Gateway Program. And the Gateway consists of 8 FBOs. One in Miami, which is Miami Executive. Mm-hmm. We have 2 in Fort Lauderdale, Shelter, and also we have one in Fort Lauderdale. One in Palm Beach is Galaxy Aviation. One in Stewart, Galaxy again, Stewart Aviation. And then one in Fort Pierce Jet Center. And also we have Orlando, which is Shelter, Showalter. One of the things that we realized was a big treat was to get the Bahamas closer to the private pilot.
Absolutely,
because
Greg.
They want to see what we have to offer, show and tell, so to speak.
Sure.
And so we bring the Bahamas to, last year we started up at Banyan, we brought the Bahamas to Banyan. This year, we brought the Bahamas to Showalter. And when we say we brought the Bahamas to Showalter, Bob Showalter was graciously, him and his wife, opened their doors to us and said, Greg, my FBO is open to you, the islands of the Bahamas. So you walk inside their hangar, you have the look and feel of the islands of the Bahamas. Everything you will see in the Bahamas is basically generically generated inside that hangar. We have all the hoteliers, we have the islands of the Bahamas, Ministry of Tourism, we have all of the FBOs, and we have some of the Gateway FBOs supporting this initiative. We even have the Bahamas Police.
Greg, I took a walk out into the hangar, and I visited with some of those exhibitors, and I have to tell you that you walk out into that hangar, for all the pilots listening today, and you're going to gain all the information you need to be able to make a trip over to the Bahamas and have a great time.
Yeah.
Everybody out there is extremely helpful.
Absolutely, Cheryl. And in fact, I'll add a step further to that. You guys, the FAA production studio, educate the private pilot on how to fly the aircraft to the islands of the Bahamas. So what we did, we bought the hoteliers. So now, if you want to find a place to stay or what to do when you get to the Bahamas, those hoteliers will be able to make it happen for you. And so those are the kind of things we did. And then what we did, this little caveat to it, we brought a lady who is from the Bahamas to do all the cooking. So you could get a taste of the islands of the Bahamas right here for $6 for private pilots. So, you could fly right to Orlando Executive and said, I've actually been in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the food was excellent. The preparation and the hosting was wonderful.
One of the things that we wanted to start off with this year was we didn't know how the turnover was going to be since we were further north. But AOPA came on board, and AOPA lent their hand in terms of getting the information out. And, of course, the FAA, you guys, mm-hmm. and OB Young, did
yes.
an outstanding job.
Thank you, Greg.
Sending the information to all the private pilots, say, you guys want to get information on how to fly to the islands of the Bahamas.
Yes, we did.
In fact, you guys did a good seminar, how to put almost 100-plus people
Absolutely.
In standing room only.
Yes.
So that's also a good indication that we were onto something.
That's right.
Something that really struck my attention, that really made me excited about moving forward with this program, we had FBOs in St. Augustine and up in Tampa Bay. They said, Greg, how could we get a part of this program? We would like to see this program come to St. Augustine and come to Tampa. And so that was a good indication that shows that this program has legs, that we can make things happen.
Makes all the sense in the world, Greg. It really does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for you to come on the road and bring your team of people out here is certainly an organizational feat. But you've done it, and you've done it expertisely.
And what it is, Cheryl, I think it's a team effort. It's a cooperative effort. And when I look at it, I see the hotel is involved, and I say, fellas, we need to go to Orlando. I'm on board, Greg. I'm on board. Everybody came on board.
Sure.
And then the FAA, you guys came on board, say, I'm going to support you, Greg, and the FAA, and the EAA came on board, and AOPA came on board. U.S. Customs normally will be here. But because of budgetary constraints, they were unable to beat it this year. They said, Greg, next year we'll be there again. So,
excellent.
So we have all the federations on board to say that they will be a part of this program.
That's great. So tell us a little bit more about how it came together from the very start and the very beginning.
Well, at the beginning, what we did, we sat down with the FBO. So like I said, we started this Gateway program. And we sat around the table on the Think Tank program where we found out, How could we better facilitate each FBO, empower those FBO to reach their customer base to do their thing? We started at Banyan last year, and Banyan said, you know, we normally do Appreciation Day at Banyan. How about let's do a Bahamas Day? So by the time we get through sitting around the table and going back and forth, we realized that we could put a mini trade show together.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that in place. And we got overwhelming support from all industry partners throughout. And I was astonished, and also happy later to see that we had over 30 something exhibitors. So Greg, I'm on board, and because of the success of it, we said we're gonna go each year to a Gateway FBO. So this year we came to Orlando, and then next year we're looking at going to Miami Executive. And we're gonna put. In fact, the president of Miami Executive, Gary Almo, he said that he's gonna put a Latin twist to it. So now we're gonna be in Opa-locka next year.
Nice.
And all the pilots in that area could come to Opa-locka, get the same kind of treatment and festive program that we're gonna see here at Orlando. So it's gonna be a great thing. So that's how this whole thing started, by sitting around the table with the FBO, trying to empower their customer base person to see the Bahamas, understand the Bahamas, and have the Appreciation Day for the islands of the Bahamas at their FBO, at their location.
Well, it's very clear, Greg, by today's turnout that there were well over 125 pilots that we were able to actually house in the seminars this morning. We had standing room only. We had people standing out in the hallways. And we actually had people who just literally couldn't get into the rooms. So obviously, the promotion went very well. It's clear that this is information that the pilot community wants and is very willing to participate in, and they're looking to come over and see you in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we saw answers to was we did a survey with AOPA online last year, and part of this survey questionnaire was they asked the question, how many pilots have visited the Bahamas before? Well, then we had a very disappointing 84% said they had never been to the Bahamas.
Wow.
But we turned it around and we asked a next question, how many persons would like to go to the Bahamas? And we have an overwhelming 86% of private pilots said that they want to go to the islands of the Bahamas. And this is a survey done by AOPA. Uh-huh. So that tells me that the interest out there.
Right.
They need it, but they need the information on how to do it.
That's right, because they don't know what they don't know.
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's a great partnership with the Bahamas and the FAA production studio to educate these pilots, to get the information, the correct information in their hands, so they can make a correct choice when they fly into the islands of the Bahamas and come back and enjoy the islands of the Bahamas and come back and say, I want to do it again because I had a great trip.
Now, I can tell you that the FAA Production Studios is truly on board because we believe in your mission. We believe in the way you're bringing the safety approach to doing everything and traveling to the Bahamas. You're dotting your I's, you're crossing your T's, and you're making sure everything's right.
Yeah.
And that's excellent.
Well, I do appreciate that, Cheryl. And I think it is, from the government perspective, that's a great thing for us, because now we realize that govern the government, we can make some things happen, because your job is to make sure that these pilots fly the aircraft safely to and from.
Right.
And our job is to make sure that they come and enjoy our country and to get back and to get to the country safe. So it's a team effort, a corporate effort that we could do. And I'm really happy, and I thank you for being a part of
our program. Absolutely. You had outstanding entertainment out there just a few minutes ago. You had a beautiful Junkanoo band going through the venue. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, one of the things that part of our cultural program is the Junkanoo. And in the Bahamas, we do a special event twice a year for the entire Bahamas. We close down and have a public holiday. It's December 26th, and that's during the Christmas time, and then we have it on New Year's 1st. And we close down the whole island, and we really enjoy our cultural heritage, which is Junkanoo. And these guys, them and person, they do this these costume, you know, decorated costumes, colorful, multicolored colors that they use. So now what we did today, we bring this a miniature glimpse off that, and then the cowbell drums and the cowbells and the local drums, so it bring a rhythm to the program. So the pilots now can not only come and see the hotels, get the information, and so buy the food and get a taste of the island, but they get a taste of our culture as well. And so we have the local folks, guys, Bahamian guys, who lives right here and live here in Orlando, was able to put that together and to make it happen for just Orlando FBO.
Is there any special time of the year that's particularly favorable for pilots to come visit you, or are you just, your gates open all every day of the year, and it's just a wonderful time to come?
Well, we do 360. They can come every time of the year, because, you know, we are open, and in fact, the hotels welcome you anytime. You'll find rooms. In fact, the hotels we are on board, you go to our Bahamas site, bahamas.com/flying, and then we have an area called Pilot Special.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the hotels give a 5%, 10% discount to private pilots coming to the islands of the Bahamas. So private pilots, anytime you want to come to the islands of the Bahamas, we are welcome to receive you.
That's fantastic. You know, Hugh and I have been saying we're going to come visit you down there, and we thoroughly plan on doing that. And now I'm going to call you and let you know when that happens.
Well, you know, the invitation is always there for you, Cheryl.
Well, thank you so much. Greg, what else would you like to share with our listeners today?
Well, what I'd like to tell you, listeners, you know, if they still have the apprehensive of flying to the islands of the Bahamas, if you go to our website, we have fly-ins, monthly fly-ins that we do it monthly. And we walk a step-by-step procedure on how to get to the islands of the Bahamas. We also have, until the 28th of this month, we have a $300 instant credit. You come down to the Bahamas and you spend 4 nights, the Bahamas government will give you back $300 instantly before you check out that you could use towards your hotel stay. Also, and lastly, that we have a challenge going on. The pilotmall.com, mm-hmm. has teamed up with the islands of the Bahamas, Neil Glazer and his staff, has teamed up with the Bahamas. If you visit 12 islands or 12 ports of entry, you put in a system where you'll be able to win an 8-night hotel stay in the islands of the Bahamas. So we looking at different ways to entice private pilots to come to the Bahamas and to visit our many decals and hotel stays. And we're giving something back to the private community. And again, you know, visit our website, bahamas.com/flying. Any information you'll have, or give me a call at gregroll@bahamas.com.
Those are some tremendous incentives, but I can tell you from what I've seen today, the brilliant color of the Bahamas from your Junkanoo band, the tremendously tasteful food that we encountered today, reasons enough to come visit you down in the Bahamas. I know the climate's fantastic, the water is beautiful, and the air is sweet. So we encourage anybody who is out there who has been putting off that trip, get it on your agenda, because you don't want to miss the Bahamas.
Yeah, and lastly, what I like to say, you know, the Bahamas is only 46 miles off the Florida coast.
That's right.
And the thing is, what folks would really have a great appreciation for, when you fly 46 miles, it's a whole new world open up to you. I mean, you'll be amazed that this Bahamas being so close and yet so different, you know, that you will enjoy, and you can't see the beauty until you go, because, you know, you have the part of white beach sand, clear blue waters, and the people are friendly, and they understand that they want your business, and they do anything to keep your business. So private pilots, if you do come, I guarantee you we'll take good care of you and show you a world that you will say, wow, I need to go back again.
When is your next Bahamas Day scheduled and where?
With the Bahamas Day, it's going to be next year. It's going to be in February, and it's going to be in Miami Executive. I think it's on the 18th of February, that Saturday.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Miami Executive in Opa-locka.
Just a reminder, everybody who missed today's beautiful exhibition, to put that on your calendar, because you won't want to miss that if you can get to Miami in February. Greg, thank you so much for being with me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And next time, we'll probably be seeing you down at the FAA Production Studios for your Bahamas seminar down there. You'll be down for Sun and Fun, correct?
Thank you. And I will definitely be there. You have a date on that.
Absolutely wonderful. This is Cheryl Hardy with Managing Safety, coming to you from Showalter at Executive Airport in Orlando, Showalter Flying Services, with Bahamas Day and Greg Roll. Listen in next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.